Is it kind of goes on the back of a pickup truck or?
No, no, it's just a Ford. It's got that van with a raised roof.
Uh-huh, yeah.
It's got the kitchen and everything.
Uh-huh.
Of course, the dining table raised up, makes a bed. It's pretty neat, pretty compact. It's a nice one.
Uh-huh, yeah. I'd like to have one of those too. That'd be nice. Bet they cost an arm and a leg, though.
Oh, they cost lots of money, but that one wasn't expensive. He bought it, I think he... It's a 69 model. He bought it last year. I think he paid $4,000 for it. I guess he spent $1,000 on it. But
yeah.
It's nice.
Well, you pay that much for a car now, so...
Yeah.
Can't get a car for much less, really. We've been to New Mexico several times. We usually go on up in Colorado. Have you ever been to the Y Camp up at Estes Park?
No.
You know about the Y Camp? Have you seen
mm-hmm.
that? That's a really nice place.
Yeah. We went from Taos, we went up to Colorado, Taos, New Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
Went up there and got on Highway 285. It was a gravel highway then. Only an after Angelo. And Antonio, and went across there, went across Wolf Creek Pass over to Barfield, and then into Durango.
Uh huh. Uh huh.
And that one over to Four Corners.
Yeah, yeah. Did you ever take that narrow gauge railroad thing? I think it starts at Durango, doesn't it? Or
that train that goes up to the Hunter. It just pulled out. We got that. We didn't get to go on that. We wouldn't have time anyhow, but I'd like to make that sometime. I've heard two stories about it. We've had some friends that made it. Two couples are there. One couple rode the train up, and one drove the car up. Another come back on the train and drove the car. And one couple said they rode it both ways, and it was just exciting coming back as it was going. But this other couple said it'd be boring to ride it round trip. Well, I think I could stand it the round trip.
Yeah.
I think I'd like it.
I think I could, too.
Even our age, I think we'd enjoy it.
Uh-huh. Oh, I just think that'd be great.
Yeah.
I've never been over on the West Slope over there.
Yeah.
We went up Pikes Peak one time, and it seems like there's a train that goes up Pikes Peak. We went up the train, and we came back down on the bus.
Yeah.
And I would like to have gone back down
yeah.
on the train.
They just come from Pikes Peak. Oh, they didn't go to Pikes Peak this time. They've been up there. Well, they went to Pikes Peak or not. I don't think they did this trip.
I remember when we were coming down on that bus, that looking out of the bus window, you could look straight down. Of course, you know, the bus came out over the wheels a little bit.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you could look down. You didn't see any road. You just looked down the mountain.
That's straight down.
Yeah, so the wheels were just barely on the road. That scared me. The road ain't any bigger than it needs to be.
One year we was up at Cloudcroft, New Mexico. Went on down there to, where the other races?
Ruidoso?
Ruidoso.
Yeah.
And we're going up there to a ski resort up there. It's 12 miles up to it, and we got up 8 miles, and we froze. We just couldn't make it any further. And then we turned that Buick around. We had a Buick turned around, facing out as big as this thing here. Somebody's been coming down that mountain that hit us and knocked us from back to Texas.
Mm.
But that was the silliest thing we ever did, just turn around on that mountain road like that.
Uh-huh.
But Mama was just getting hysterical, and I was too, because she was wearing me, you see. And I was getting... And got home when I pastored his wife, had been up there the day we were up there. She drove all the way up. She did the driving. He didn't drive.
Uh-huh.